On the night of Christmas Day, December 25th, 1941, in the Orange Bowl in Miami, Florida, thousands in the stands were cheering for the home team, Miami High School. There were only about a dozen hearty fans cheering for the visiting team, Baltimore City College High School. Weather at game time, 86 degrees. Baltimore City College had earned its coveted invitation to the Orange Bowl. The teams, under the legendary coach Harry Lawrence, had been on a winning streak since 1938 and had won 50 games straight. It had the best record of any high school football team in Maryland and the second best in the country. The best was held by Miami High, and this game would determine the best high school football team in America. Those championship city teams boasted names that will live forever in the annals of Baltimore High School football. Irv Landsman, Dick Working, Charlie Rudo, Ott Steckelman, Luke Osuris. Their accomplishments were awesome. In 1936, City College outscored its opponents 126-18. In 1938, City racked up 122 points while holding opponents to a dead zero. But back to the Christmas night in Miami, 1941. Joe Pokorny, the quarterback on City's 1941 team, recalled, quote, "We started losing that game from the opening kickoff. We had been practicing in Baltimore's freezing December weather. But that Christmas night in Miami was the hottest in 15 years, 86 degrees. Those guys were used to playing in that kind of weather, and they destroyed us," end quote. Final score, Miami 26, City nothing, ending the 50-straight game storybook winning streak of Baltimore City College that long-ago Christmas night in Miami, Florida, December 25th, 1941. Afterwards, in the years to follow, City College fans would explain the defeat this way. They said, quote, "The Miami High School football team didn't beat us. It took the Miami weather to do that."